The next word is together. English. We are all together. Punjabi. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anusvar, Sarsath, Hain. Breakdown. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anusvar. We, plural, inclusive, meaning including the speaker. Sar. All. Sarth. Together. Key concepts. Sarth. Is a versatile word that can also mean, with, or, along with. The sentence uses the plural form of the pronoun to emphasize the collective nature of being together. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject, we, plus verb, are, plus adverb, together. Translation, we are all together. The next word is hard. English, this work is hard. Punjabi. A kaam mushkil hai. Breakdown. A. This demonstrative pronoun. Kaam. Work, noun. Mushkil. Hard, adjective. Hai. Is, verb, present tense. Key concepts. Mushkil. Is a common word for hard in Punjabi and can be used for both physical and mental tasks. Hai is the most common form of the verb to be in present tense. English, this work is hard. Punjabi. A kaam mushkil hai. The next word is will. English, he will go to the market. Punjabi. Hindi uka bazar javega. Breakdown. Hindi uka. This is the third person singular pronoun for he. Bazar. This word means market. Javega. This is the future tense verb to go and is conjugated in the third person singular. The structure of the sentence follows a subject-verb-object order. Key concepts. Third person singular. The pronoun. Hindi uha. And the verb conjugation. Javega. Both mark the subject as singular and male. Future tense. The ending. Glavaga. On the verb. Ja. Indicates that the action will take place in the future. English. He will go to the market. Punjabi. Hindi uha bazar javega. The next word is the. English. The book is on the table. Punjabi. Kitab mez de hai. Breakdown. Kitab. Kitab. Book. Maze. Maze. Table. D. On. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject object verb, SOV. The postposition. De. Is used to indicate location. English. The book is on the table. Punjabi. Kitab mez de hai. The next word is party. English. We had a great party last night. Punjabi. Kal raati nu aapne ek bahut vadiya party kai tai. Breakdown. Kal. Yesterday. Raati. Night. Nu. Postposition, means, at, on, or, in, similar to, in English, this is used to indicate time. Aapne. You, informal plural, in this case it refers to, we, used with verbs of action like, have, or, did. Ek. One, indefinite article, similar to, in English. Bahut. Very, adverb. Vadia. Good, adjective. Party. Party, noun. Kai. Did, past tense of verb, kana, to do. Key concepts. Postposition. Nu. Is a postposition, which means it comes after the noun it modifies, similar to how prepositions come before the noun in English. Informal plural. Apne. Is the informal plural form of you. It's commonly used when speaking to multiple people, or when referring to a group including oneself, like in this case, where it means we. English. We had a great party last night. Punjabi. Kaurati nu apne ek bahut vadiya party kai tai. The next word is local. English. The local market is bustling with people. Punjabi. Is local bazaar vich lokan de bead high. Breakdown. Is. This slash that, demonstrative pronoun. Local. Local, adjective. Bazaar. Market, noun. Which. In, postposition. Lokan. People, noun. De. Of, possessive particle. Bead. Crowd, noun. High. Is, verb. Present tense, singular. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronoun. The use of is to refer to a specific market. Postposition. The use of which in to show location. Possessive particle. The use of the of to show ownership of the crowd by the people. English. The local market is bustling with people. Punjabi. Is local bazaar vich lokan de bead high. The next word is control. English. He has no control over his temper. Punjabi. Usnu apne gusti koi kabu nahin high. Breakdown. Us. He. Him, masculine singular. Nu. To, dative marker, indicating the object of the verb. Apne. His, her, its, possessive pronoun. Gus. Anger, temper. T. On, over, postposition. Koi. Any, some. Kabu. Control, power. Mastery. Nahin. Not, no. High. Is, exists, present tense, singular. This sentence is in the simple present tense, indicating a habitual action, or a state of being. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object. The key concept is the use of the postposition. T. To indicate, over, in the context of control. English. He has no control over his temper. Punjabi. Usnu apne gusti koi kabu nahin hai. The next word is already. English. He has already eaten. Punjabi.
Upar hilahi ka chukkiya hai.
Breakdown. Oof. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Perhila.
Already, adverb.
He.
Emphasis particle, reinforces the meaning of, already.
Ka.
To eat, verb root.
Chukkiya.
Past participle of, to eat, emphasizes the action is completed.
He.
Is, present tense, third person singular. Key concepts.
Perhila.
And.
He.
Work together to convey the meaning of, already.
Chukkiya.
is a past participle, which is used to indicate a completed action. English: he has already eaten. Punjabi:
oh, pehla hi kha chukya hai.
The next word is concern. English: I am concerned about my son's health. Punjabi:
mainu apne putter di sehat bare chinta hai.
Breakdown:
mainu.
To me, dative case of.
Main.
I.
Apne.
Apne. My possessive pronoun.
Putter.
Putter.
Son.
The. Of possessive particle.
Sehat.
Sehat.
Health. Bari.
Bear. About postposition.
Chita.
Chinta. Concern, feminine noun.
Hair.
High. Is present tense, third person singular of verb.
Hona.
Hona. To be. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. In this case,
menu.
Menu indicates that the concern is directed towards the speaker. Possessive pronoun.
Apne.
Apne. Indicates that the son is the speaker's own son. Postposition.
Bari.
Bear. Is a postposition, which means it follows the noun it modifies. It indicates the subject of the concern, which is the son's health. Feminine noun.
Chinta.
Chinta. Is a feminine noun, which is why the possessive particle.
The.
Is used. English: I am concerned about my son's health. Punjabi:
mainu apne putter di sehat bare chinta hai.
The next word is product. English: this is the product of our hard work. Punjabi:
ik saadi sakhat mehnat da natija hai.
Breakdown:
ik, this, saadi,
our,
sakhat,
hard,
mehnat,
work,
da,
of,
natija,
product,
hai,
is,
da,
indicates a possessive relationship. The word
natija
literally means result, but can also mean product in this context. English: this is the product of our hard work. Punjabi:
ik saadi sakhat mehnat da natija hai.
The next word is lose. English: he lost his book. Punjabi:
usne apni kitab gua ditti.
Breakdown:
usne.
Usne. He slash she, masculine singular.
Apni.
Apni. His or her.
Kitab.
Kitab.
Book.
Gua. Jiva. To lose.
Ditti.
Ditti. Past tense of.
Dena.
To give. Used to indicate something is lost. Key concepts.
Gua.
Jiva. The verb for lose often uses the verb to give with a past tense.
Ditti. Bitte.
This is the feminine past tense form. The masculine form is
bitte.
English. He lost his book. Punjabi.
Usne apni kitab gua ditti.
The next word is story. English. She told a story about her childhood. Punjabi.
Usne apne makan di kahani sunai.
Breakdown.
Usne.
She, pronoun.
Apne.
Her, possessive pronoun.
Makan.
Childhood, noun.
Di.
Of, possessive particle.
Kahani.
Story, noun.
Sunai.
Told, past tense of verb.
Sunana.
To tell. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns.
Apne.
Is used to indicate possession, similar to her in English. Possessive particle.
Di.
Is used to show possession, similar to of in English. Past tense.
Sunai.
Is the past tense of the verb.
Sunana.
To tell. Translation. She told a story about her childhood. The next word is almost. English. He almost fell. Punjabi.
Uhlagabug big pia.
Breakdown.
Oof.
He slash she slash it.
Lugabug.
Laghag. Almost.
Big.
Big. To fall, verb.
Pia.
Peer. Fell, past tense. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb, to fall. Remember that.
Lugabug.
Laghag. Can be used with many verbs in Punjabi to indicate, almost. English. He almost fell. Punjabi.
Uhlagabug big pia.
The next word is continue. Please provide me with an English word so I can create a Punjabi sentence with a breakdown for you. The next word is or. English. She is either at home or at work. Punjabi.
Ufkar. Dehe jakan. Dehe.
Breakdown.
Uf.
Means she.
Kar.
Means home.
De.
Means at.
He.
Means is.
Ja.
Means or.
Can.
Means work. This sentence uses the conjunction.
Ja.
Which acts like, or, in English, to connect two possibilities. The word.
De.
Means at, and is used to indicate location. This structure is very similar to English, where we use at to indicate location. The next word is stand. English. He stands by the tree. Punjabi.
Ufruk de kol karha hai.
Breakdown.
Uf.
Colon. This is the Punjabi word for he. This is a subject pronoun, like he, she, or it in English.
Rook.
Colon, this is the Punjabi word for tree. This is a noun, which is a person, place, or thing.
De.
Colon, this is the Punjabi word for of. It is a preposition, which shows the relationship between two words. This would be like, the cat of the house, or, the house of the cat.
Call.
Colon, this is the Punjabi word for, near, or, by. This is another preposition, which shows the relationship between two words. For example, the man is near the house, or, the book is by the table.
Karha.
Colon, this is the Punjabi word for, standing. This is a verb, which is an action word. The verb tells us what the subject is doing. Hair. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for is. It's a conjugation of the verb, to be. It connects the subject and predicate of the sentence. Like, he is standing, or, the man is tall. Note that Punjabi uses a final particle like, hai, or, ne, to make the sentence complete. Key concepts. Subject pronouns are words that take the place of a noun. Prepositions show the relationship between words in a sentence. Verbs tell us what the subject is doing. English. He stands by the tree. Punjabi. The next word is thole. English. The thole family went to the park. Punjabi. Sara Pariva Park Gay. Breakdown. Sara equals Sara means thole or entire. Pariva equals Parivar means family. Gay equals Gai means went. It is the past tense of the verb. Jana equals Jana, which means to go. This sentence uses the simple past tense. The Punjabi word order is subject verb object. English. The whole family went to the park. Punjabi. Sara Pariva Park Gay. The next word is yet. English. He hasn't arrived yet. Punjabi.
Uha ye nahi aaya.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He, pronoun, subject.
Aaya.
Yet, adverb, indicating a point in time, emphasizes that something hasn't happened yet.
Nahi.
Not, adverb, negates the action.
Aaya.
Arrived, past tense verb, indicates the action of arriving. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a specific word for yet.
Aaya.
To emphasize that something hasn't happened up to a particular point in time. Punjabi sentence structure often follows a subject-verb-object, SVO, pattern, similar to English. English. He hasn't arrived yet. Punjabi.
Uha ye nahi aaya.
The next word is rate. English. She rated the movie as very good. Punjabi.
Usne film nu bahut vadhiya darja ditta.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is the third person singular feminine pronoun in the past tense. It means she or her in the past tense.
Film.
This is the Punjabi word for movie.
Nu.
This is a postposition that means to or for. Here, it is used to indicate the object of the verb rated.
Bahut.
This means very or extremely and modifies the adjective good.
Vadhiya.
This means good and is the adjective used to describe the movie.
Daraja.
This is the Punjabi word for rating or grade.
Ditta.
This is the past tense of the verb, to give, which means, gave. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions to express relationships between nouns and other words in a sentence.
Nu.
Is a common postposition. Word order. Punjabi is a flexible language, but the basic word order is subject-object-verb, SOV. However, in this sentence, the object,
pilum,
comes before the verb,
dita.
Gender. Punjabi has grammatical gender. This means that nouns and adjectives are marked for gender. In this sentence, The past tense pronoun
usone
is feminine because it refers to she. Tense. Punjabi has a system of tenses that indicate when an action takes place. In this sentence, the verb
dita
is in the past tense. English. She rated the movie as very good. Punjabi.
Usane pilam nuba futva diya dakaja dita.
The next word is care. English. She cares for her children. Punjabi.
Uhapaneba chia di de kabal kakadi hai.
Breakdown. She, subject pronoun.
Apane.
Apne. Her, possessive pronoun.
Bachia.
Bakkin. Children, plural noun.
The.
Of, possessive particle.
De kabal.
Bekhal. Care, noun.
Kakadi.
Kadi. Does, present tense verb, feminine singular.
He.
Hi. Is, present tense auxiliary verb. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb.
Kakadi.
Agrees with the feminine singular subject.
Oof.
Possessive pronouns.
Apane.
Is a possessive pronoun indicating that the children belong to the woman. Possessive particles.
The.
Is a possessive particle used to connect the noun.
Bachia.
With the noun.
De kabal.
English. She cares for her children. Punjabi.
Uhapane bachia di de kabal kakadi hai.
The next word is expect. English. We expect the guests to arrive at 7:00 PM. Punjabi.
Asi mahimana de shamsa 00 vage pahuchan di umid kakadi ha.
Breakdown.
Asi.
We, subject pronoun.
Mahimana.
Guests, object pronoun.
They.
Of, possessive particle.
Kanam.
Evening, time of day.
Sa, 00.
7:00.
Vage.
O'clock, time marker.
Perfuchan.
Arriving, verb.
The.
Of, possessive particle.
Umid.
Hope, noun.
Kakadi.
Do, verb.
Ha.
Are, copula. Key concepts. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now, or habitually. The use of the possessive particle.
The.
And.
The.
In this sentence is essential for expressing possession, or relationship. The word
umid
is a key concept in this sentence, as it implies an expectation, or anticipation. English. We expect the guests to arrive at 7:00 PM. Punjabi.
Asi mahimana de shamsa 00 vage pahuchan di umid kakadi ha.
The next word is effect. English. The medicine had a positive effect on the patient. Punjabi. Hi, Nasida, Hi, Navai, Hi, Nu, Hi, MRI letter 1E0DH, Hi, T, Hi, Ashcha, Hi, Asara, Hi, Payar, Hi. Breakdown. Hi, Nasi, Hi, the patient, Hi, Na, Hi, S, possessive marker. Hi, Navai, Hi, medicine, Hi, Nu, Hi, to, native marker, high MRI letter 1E0DH, high, health, high, T, high, on, upon, high, ha, high, good, high, asara, high, effect, high, KR, high, was found / obtained. Key concepts. High, new, high, and high, T, high, are important prepositions that indicate direction and location in Punjabi. High, asara, high, is a useful word to learn for discussing effects, both positive and negative. English. The medicine had a positive effect on the patient. Punjabi. High, dasida, high, davai, high, nu, high MRI letter 1E0DH, high, T, high, achcha, high, asara, high, payar, high. The next word is sort. English. The teacher sorted the papers by grade. Punjabi. Adhyapak ne kagazanu grade mutabak sort kita. Breakdown. Adhyapak equals teacher. Ne equals has past tense marker. Kagaza equals papers. Nu equals to object marker. Grade equals grade. Mutabak equals according to. Sort equals sort, past tense. Kita equals did. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb, to sort. In Punjabi, the past tense is formed by adding the suffix. Kita to the verb. This sentence also uses the object marker. Nu to show that the papers are the object of the verb, sorted. The word mutabak is used to indicate that the papers were sorted according to the grade. English. The teacher sorted the papers by grade. Punjabi. Adhyapak ne kagazanu grade mutabak sort kita. The next word is ever. English. I have never been to India. Punjabi. Mekadi parat nahi gya. Mekade parat nahi gya. Breakdown. Me. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Kadi. Kade. This word means, ever, or, at any time. It emphasizes the idea that the action has never happened. Bharat. Bharat. This is the Punjabi word for, India. Nahi. Nahi. This word means, not, and is used for negation. Gya. Gya. This is the past participle of the verb, jana. Jana. To go. It indicates that the action of going to India has not taken place. Key concept. The use of kadi. Kade. In negative sentences emphasizes the lack of experience or occurrence. English. I have never been to India. Punjabi. Mekadi parat nahi gya. Mekade parat nahi gya. The next word is anything. English. There is nothing here. Punjabi. Aid ha kuch nahin hai. Breakdown. Aid ha. This means, here, or, in this place. It's a common word for indicating location. Kuch. This word means, something, or, anything. It's a very versatile word, and can be used in many contexts. Nahin. This is the Punjabi word for, not, or, no. Hi. This is the verb, to be, in Punjabi. Important concepts. Word order. Punjabi word order is subject-object-verb, so the sentence structure is, there. Aidha. Nothing. Kuch. Is. Hi. Not. Nahin. Nahin. Placement.
The word nachin usually comes after the verb in negative sentences. Memorization tip. You can think of idha as similar to the English here, and kuch as something. Always remember to place the negative nachin after the verb. The next word is say. English. He said that he would come tomorrow. Punjabi. Uhane ki ha ki uh kal ha vega. Breakdown. Uhane. This is the third person singular masculine form of the pronoun he in Punjabi, conjugated for the past tense. It means he or him. Kiha. This is the past tense of the verb to say in Punjabi. It means said. Ki. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It means that. Oh. This is the third person singular masculine form of the pronoun he in Punjabi. It means he. Kal. This is an adverb that means tomorrow. Avega. This is the future tense of the verb to come in Punjabi. It means will come. This sentence uses the past tense form of to say to indicate that the statement was made in the past. The subordinate clause introduced by ki clarifies what was said. This sentence also uses the future tense of to come to indicate that the action will occur in the future. The next word is cause. English. The heavy rain caused the river to overflow. Punjabi.
Vadi vada ka 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 ke daria vich pani vadgia.
Breakdown. Vadi. Vadi, this means big or heavy. It is used to describe the rain.
Vada ka.
Marker, this is the word for rain.
Kakake.
Kak, this is a conjunction that indicates the cause of the action. It can be roughly translated as because of or due to.
Daria.
Daria, this means river.
Vich.
Vich, this is the preposition in.
Pani.
Pani, this means water.
Vad.
Vad, this means increased.
Gya.
Gya, this is the past tense of the verb to go. Key concepts.
Kakake.
Kak is an important conjunction that is used to indicate the cause of an action. It is used frequently in Punjabi.
Vich.
Which is a versatile preposition that can be used in many contexts, including indicating location, time, or inclusion. English. The heavy rain caused the river to overflow. Punjabi.
Vadi vada ka 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 ke daria vich pani vadgia.
The next word is fall. English. The leaves fall from the trees in autumn. Punjabi.
Pata jar vich rukha to patte digga dehan.
Breakdown.
Pata jar. Patja akkar ikki panjbi.
Autumn. This is a very common word and is useful for understanding the changing seasons.
Vich. Vich.
In. This is a very common preposition in Punjabi, and is useful for indicating location, or time.
Rukha.
Rukhan. Trees. This is the plural form of the word.
Ruk.
Ruk. Tree.
Do.
Turn. From. This is another very common preposition in Punjabi, and is useful for indicating the source of something.
Patte.
Pat.
leaves. This is the plural form of the word. Pata.
Pata.
Leaf.
Bigode.
Akarikirodi. Egg. Falling. This is the present continuous tense of the verb.
Bigona.
Akarikirodi. Igna. To fall.
Hun.
Han. This is the present tense of the verb.
Hona.
Hona. To be. Key concepts. Plural forms. Note the use of plural forms for
rook,
ruck, tree and
pata,
pata, leaf. This is essential for understanding the grammar of Punjabi. Prepositions. The prepositions.
Which.
In and.
To.
Turn. From are crucial for indicating relationships between nouns and other words in a sentence. Present continuous tense. The present continuous tense is used to describe an action that is happening now. In this sentence, the leaves are falling right now in the autumn. This sentence combines several key concepts of Punjabi grammar, providing a solid foundation for further learning. The next word is deal. English. They made a deal. Punjabi.
Uhana ne soda kita.
Breakdown.
Uhana.
Ne, plural, masculine / feminine.
Ne.
Have, past tense marker.
Soda.
Deal.
Kita.
Did, past tense of verb, karana, to do. Key concepts. The sentence uses the past tense. The word
soda
is a noun and is in the singular form. The sentence structure is subject verb object. English. They made a deal. Punjabi.
Uhana ne soda kita.
The next word is water. English. The water is cold. Punjabi.
Pani thanda hai.
Breakdown.
Pani.
Water is the subject of the sentence.
Thanda.
Cold is the adjective that describes the water.
Hai.
Is the present tense verb. This sentence uses the simple present tense and is a basic subject verb adjective construction. Remember that Punjabi is a subject-verb-object language, unlike English, which is subject-object-verb. The next word is send. English. He sent a letter to his friend. Punjabi.
Usne apne dost nu ek chitti bheji.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is the third-person singular masculine past tense pronoun, he, or, she, in some contexts.
Apne.
This is the possessive pronoun, his, or, her, in some contexts, indicating possession of the
dosat.
Friend.
Dosat.
This is the word for, friend.
Nu.
This is the preposition, to.
Ek.
This is the indefinite article, a, or, an.
Chitti.
This is the word for, letter.
Peji.
This is the past tense of the verb, to send. The sentence is in the past tense, and describes a completed action. The verb is conjugated to agree with the third person singular masculine subject. Key concept. The Punjabi language uses postpositions instead of prepositions, so to is expressed as
nu
and comes after the noun it modifies. English. He sent a letter to his friend. Punjabi.
Usone apone dosatnu ikchitti pegi.
The next word is allow. English. He allows me to go. Punjabi.
Onu mir jaan dikula sahai.
Breakdown. Onu is the dative case of the third person singular masculine pronoun. It is the indirect object of the verb, and means to him or to her.
Onu
is the dative form of a. He slash she slash it.
Mir
is the possessive form of the first person singular pronoun, and means my. It is used here in the possessive case.
John
is the infinitive form of the verb, to go.
The
is a postposition, and indicates, of, or, from.
Kyolasa
is the noun form of the verb, to allow, and means, permission, or, allowance.
Kyolasa
is the direct object of the verb.
Hi
is
hi
is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. Possessive case. The possessive case is used to show possession. Infinitive. The infinitive is the base form of a verb. Postposition. A postposition is a word that follows the noun or pronoun it modifies. Direct object. The direct object is the noun or pronoun that receives the action of the verb. Third person singular present tense. The third person singular present tense is the form of a verb that is used to describe an action that is happening now. English. He allows me to go. Punjabi.
Onu mir jaan dikula sahai.
The next word is soon. English. He will come soon. Punjabi.
Uh jaladiya vega.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it, masculine singular pronoun.
Jaladi.
Jaldi. Soon, quickly.
Avega.
Avega. Will come, future tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Gender in Punjabi. In Punjabi, nouns and pronouns have genders.
Oh.
Is the masculine singular pronoun for he. Future tense. The future tense in Punjabi is formed by adding the suffix.
Ga.
Ga to the verb stem. In this case, the verb stem is
of.
Of, which means, to come. Therefore, the future tense conjugation for, he will come, is
avega.
Avega. English. He will come soon. Punjabi.
Uh jaladi avega.
The next word is watch. English. He is watching television. Punjabi.
Uh television vekriha hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
He slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Television.
Television, object.
Vic.
To watch, verb root.
Reha.
Is slash am slash are, present continuous tense, masculine singular.
He.
Is slash am slash are, present continuous tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, watch, changes based on the subject, and tense. Here, watching, is conjugated as
vikriha.
To match the masculine singular subject, he. Word order. Punjabi sentences generally follow the subject verb object word order, just like English.
English.
He is watching television.
Punjabi. Uh television vekriha hai. The next word is base. English. The base of the house is made of concrete. Punjabi.
Karda anar kankareet da baniya holiya hai.
Breakdown.
Kar.
Colon.
Da.
House.
Da.
Colon.
Da.
Possessive particle of.
Anar.
Colon.
Adha.
Base, foundation.
Concrete.
Colon.
Concrete.
Concrete.
Da.
Colon.
Da.
Possessive particle of.
Mania.
Colon.
Mania.
Made.
Hoya.
Colon.
Hoya.
Past participle is.
Hair.
Colon.
High.
Present tense is. Key concepts. Possessive particle. The word.
The.
Da is a possessive particle used to show ownership. Past participle. The word.
Mania.
Mania is a past participle, meaning it describes an action that has already happened. Present tense. The word.
Hair.
High is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Translation. The house is made of concrete. The next word is probably. English. He will probably come tomorrow. Punjabi.
Kaluh Shaida Vega.
Breakdown.
Kal.
Kal. This means, tomorrow, in Punjabi. It's a common word used to refer to the next day. This is a Punjabi pronoun meaning, he. It's a subject pronoun, meaning it takes the place of a noun in the sentence.
Kanaid.
Shayad. This word means, probably, or, maybe, in Punjabi. It's an adverb that modifies the verb, indicating that the action is likely, but not certain.
Avega.
Avega. This is the future tense of the verb, to come, in Punjabi. It indicates that the action will happen in the future. The ending, da, is a grammatical marker that denotes the third-person singular masculine form of the future tense. In this sentence, we have the subject pronoun. Followed by the adverb.
Kanaid.
Shayad, modifying the verb.
Avega.
Avega. This tells us that the action of coming is likely to occur in the future. The word.
Kal.
Kal indicates that the action will happen tomorrow. Remember.
Kanaid.
Shayad is a very useful word to express uncertainty or possibility in Punjabi. It can be used in many different contexts. English. He will probably come tomorrow. Punjabi.
Kaluh Shaida Vega.
The next word is go. English. He goes to school. Punjabi.
School jada hai.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it.
School.
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 Jada. Janda. Goes, masculine singular present tense.
Hair.
Hi. Is, present tense. Key concept. Punjabi uses different verb conjugations based on gender and number, singular slash plural. English. He goes to school. Punjabi.
School jada hai.
The next word is suggest. English. He suggested that we go to the park. Punjabi.
Asni sajdiya kiya kiya si bag vich jai.
Breakdown.
Asni.
This is the subject. He, in English.
Sajdiya kiya.
This is the verb. Suggested, in English.
Ki.
This is a conjunction, connecting the subject with the following clause. It means, that, in English.
Asi.
This is the pronoun, we, in English.
Park which.
This is the phrase, to the park, in English.
Ji.
This is the verb, go, in English. It's in the imperative form, making it a suggestion.
Key concepts.
Sajdiya kiya. Is a common way to say, suggested, in Punjabi.
Ki.
Is a versatile conjunction used in many contexts.
Which.
Means, in, or, inside, and is used in this case to indicate a location.
Ji.
Is an imperative verb, implying a suggestion, or command.
English.
He suggested that we go to the park.
Punjabi.
Asni sajdiya kiya kiya si bag vich ji. The next word is past.
English.
He went to the market yesterday.
Punjabi.
Ukal mandi gya si. Breakdown.
He/she.
Kal.
Yesterday.
Mandi.
Market.
Gya.
Went. Masculine singular.
Si.
Was. Past tense.
Key concepts. Gender agreement. Punjabi verbs change based on the gender of the subject.
Gya.
Is used because the subject.
Oof.
Is masculine. Past tense.
Si.
Indicates the past tense, meaning the action happened in the past. Word order. Subject time place verb.
English.
He went to the market yesterday.
Punjabi.
Ukal mandi gya si. The next word is power.
English.
The power of the people is the foundation of a democracy.
Punjabi.
Loka di shaka di loka tantar di ni hai. Breakdown.
Loka.
This is the plural form of the word for people, and is in the genitive case, meaning its modifying, power.
Di.
This is the possessive marker, indicating that the power belongs to the people.
Kati.
This means, power.
Lokatantar.
This means, democracy.
Di.
This is again the possessive marker, indicating that the foundation belongs to the democracy.
Ni.
This means, foundation.
He.
This is the present tense verb, is.
Key concepts.
Genitive case. This case is used to show possession, or ownership. In this sentence.
Loka.
Is in the genitive case to show that the power belongs to the people. Possessive marker.
The word.
Di. Is used to indicate possession.
Translation.
The people's power is the foundation of a democracy.
The next word is test.
English. The test is tomorrow.
Punjabi.
Parakh.
Kal.
He. Breakdown.
Parakh.
Kal.
He.
Parakh. Is the word for test. Note that it is pronounced with a short U sound, like the U in put.
Kal.
Is the word for tomorrow.
He.
Is the verb, is. This is a crucial verb as it indicates the present tense.
English.
The test is tomorrow.
Punjabi.
Paruch. Kal. Ha.
The next word is visit. English. I will visit my friend tomorrow. Punjabi.
Makal hapane dosat nu milan javada.
Breakdown.
Ma. Main.
I.
Kal.
Kala. Tomorrow.
Apane.
Apne.
My.
Dosat.
Dost.
Friend.
Nu.
Nu.
To marks the object of the verb.
Milan.
Milan.
To meet, infinitive.
Javanga.
Javanga. I will go, future tense. Key concept. In Punjabi, the future tense is marked by the suffix.
Anga.
Added to the verb stem. English. I will visit my friend tomorrow. Punjabi.
Makal hapane dosat nu milan javada.